Nice to be with you guys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Let's start with Mr. Colin Kaepernick back in the news.
Yes, sir.
What do you know about this thing? When it first dropped, it was almost like, okay, he's interested. He's got some teams interested. And then I've been reading more about maybe this was a league setup deal for him. I mean, is this borderline PR stunt, or you think this is legit?
Well, it's a league setup deal. I mean, Colin Kaepernick didn't even know about it. And basically the league proposed it, told him the terms. When the league told him the terms, or his representatives the terms, they basically said, well, you're telling us that you want us to work out for you Saturday. How about, like, Saturday? Just think about this. What happens on Saturday? Teams are preparing for games. Like, I spoke to someone in the Falcons. I'm like, are you guys going to be there? They're like, well, we're going to Carolina. Like, they play the Panthers on Sunday. I don't think, with all due respect, that the Falcons care that Colin Kaepernick is working out in their city, or supposed to be working out in their city on Saturday, right? So, I mean, it's a little, I don't know. Listen, on the one hand, you can say that Colin Kaepernick has been asking and wanting to work out for teams and hasn't had that chance for 3 years. So, yes, the NFL is granting him that opportunity right now. And from that standpoint, yeah, that's something that you can't pass up on. On the other hand, it would have been nice if they had consulted with him, sought his opinion, and said, what do you think works? When, you know, what would be good for you? Like, you know, rather than saying essentially to somebody, I know that we would like to get together. Here's what we're doing. I got the plan. Like, you tell somebody how it's going to go. It's just not a mutually agreed upon thing. So, again, it would have been great if they could figure it out together. Colin Kaepernick asked, hey, can we do this on a Tuesday? That's typically the day the teams work out players. And the NFL said, no, Saturday. He said, what about a week from this Saturday? We could push you off, do a little – no, it's this Saturday in Atlanta. That's what we planned. Like,
that's ridiculous.
What
did that tell
you? Well, that's why I asked you about how this sounds very public relations driven. But I will ask you this. Let's just cut to the chase. Have you heard
– Anthony, let me interrupt you and just say this. Colin Kaepernick's people said, and I think this is a fair question for the NFL, can you give us a list of NFL personnel, scouts, GMs, coaches, who are planning to attend the workout?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the league responded, but I think that's a fair request, right? Like, if Colin Kaepernick knows that there are three teams coming out of 32 or eight individuals or whatever it may be, like, I don't know. Do you still do it? I think in this case, I think Colin Kaepernick should call him out. I think he should go work out for them. I really do. And I think that he should light it up, take the video, put the video out there, let all the teams see, and let everybody know that they've missed an opportunity to sign a quarterback that could have been an upgrade over some of the quarterbacks the teams have worked out and signed through the years.
But I think, like you said, his people asking who's going to be there, that's a very, very pertinent question, because – you look at pro days and college football. I mean, they always have a detailed list. I mean, there's 60, you know, scouts, coaches. I mean, there's going to be no quarterback coaches that are obviously going to be there. Not that they would go during the season, but, I mean, you're just talking about a regional scout as their general managers. I mean, the hierarchy of decision-making power, like, I think that's critical. And then, like you said, the number of teams represented as well.
Yeah, again, you know, who is going to be there? We don't know how many. We don't know, like, okay, there are a couple teams I know that have buys this weekend. I know the Packers do, I know the Giants do. I'm sure there are other people. Do you really think that the New York Giants, who haven't had a weekend off since basically July 4th, are going to spend their bye weekend going to watch a workout of a guy that's been on the street for 3 years in Atlanta? Do you think the Cleveland Packers are going to do that? No, they're not going to do that.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this, and we'll wrap up this part. So I heard you say that, you know, that the commissioner, Roger Goodell, might be a make good here for Kaepernick. But let's cut to the chase. Have you heard that any teams would be interested in him as a backup quarterback or more? Or do you think this sounds just so manufactured for different interests?
Well, I think it is manufactured for different interests. But again, on the other hand, you could say it's more than he's gotten in 3 years. Nobody's talked to the guy. Nobody's visited with the guy. Nobody's worked out for him. So at least there's something, but it's not much. And it's certainly on the NFL terms. And what is their motivation for doing that? I'll let everybody else figure that out. I don't think it's hard to deduce. They've got their own reasons and motives. And I also think, keep this in mind, Jay-Z began working with the NFL a few months back, and I think that he probably had a hand in some of this going on, right? Like, hey, what do you think of this? And maybe we should do that. Of course he'd be a part of this thought process here as to this unfolding in the way that it did. So I think there's a combination of factors. Look, it'd be great if Colin Kaepernick could get another opportunity, but he hasn't sniffed one in months or years, hasn't sniffed one. And he turned 32 earlier this month. Again, if I'm him, I say, you know what? I'm going to call the NFL on it. I'm going to go. I'm going to go light it up. I'm going to get that tape out there. I'm going to let people know what a mistake the league has made in keeping me out of the league. That's what I would do if I were him.
Adam Schefter, NFL insider on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And, you know, transitioning from one quarterback to another, Matt Stafford broke his starting streak last week with a back injury, was not able to go out and perform. It looked as if he was going to play, and then I guess it changed at the last minute. What are you hearing this week, and do you think this is a one-week deal or a longer-term process?
Listen, the Lions haven't said, and I'm sure they'll play close to the vest unless they rule him out, you know, even earlier this week. I think I would be surprised if he played this week. When I spoke to somebody last weekend, they told me on Matthew Stafford, it could be 1 week, it could be 3 weeks. Those are their exact words, not me, okay? And so it was a situation where it sounded like it was going to be more than just one game. Now, I don't think they've made a final determination, and Matthew Stafford is so tough. He just wants to be out there despite the fact that he's got fractured bones in his back. Like, he wants to go play even with the fractured bones in his back. Last weekend, the doctors stopped him from playing. If it were up to him, he would have played. And if it were up to him, he would play this week again. But the question is, can he conceivably and realistically get that done? And my guess for right now, and we'll see how the week unfolds, is that he can't.
Adam Schefter with a senior NFL insider on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Wild week in the NFL to watch the Saints lose to the Falcons. This league is so hard to predict, Adam, and I guess at this point in time, who should we be believing in more than we are right now, and who may be overvalued in your mind?
In terms of teams?
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to say because it's such a week-to-week league. A week ago, I would have told you the Saints were the favorite in the NFC, and then they go and lose to the Atlanta Falcons at home. The 49ers look like they were the best team in football, and they lose at home to Seattle. The Colts look like they are a tough, scrappy team, and they lose at home to the Miami Dolphins. You know, people in survivor pools across the country, they got decimated this past weekend. I know because I was one of them. Right? So, but at least my brother-in-law is alive, and we're partners, so hopefully he does well with his picks. It's a tough league to figure who's real and who's not. And it really does change in a week-to-week basis. It matters more who gets hot towards the end of the year. I still think the Chiefs, even though they've lost three in a row and even the defense is leaky, I still think that they could be a factor here down the stretch. I still believe in them because I believe in Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I think the Eagles, here's one. I think the Eagles are really going to come on in the second half of the season here and gain some speed and momentum because their schedule is very favorable. And I still think they're a good team, and I know they struggled the first half of the year, but I think the Eagles will be a team that is a team that will be difficult to deal with down the stretch in the second half of the season.
Schefter, do you think the Ravens are now the favorite in the AFC?
It wouldn't shock me if they were, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson is a dangerous player. The defense is getting better, but Bobby, again, would you be surprised if the Chiefs or Raiders gave him a game, the Steelers, the Patriots, any of the teams in the South? The South is also a very tough division. I mean, there's a lot of teams here that are, I think, are formidable. And you know, it's tough to forecast who that is in the middle of the season.
Time to give up on the Rams or not yet?
Well, what I would say there is that their offensive line is kind of reeling a little bit here. Rob Havenstein, their tackle, is out this week. Their starting center is lost for the season with an MCL injury. The offensive line wasn't playing at a high level to begin with. The running game is struggling to get on track. There seem to be a lot of questions about this team going forward. And I think you're seeing more and more teams steal a page from Bill Belichick's playbook, and the Rams have – I've not really figured out how to adapt and adjust to that so far.
In the battle for New York and the Jets come out on top, what is the situation there with Pat Shurmur and his job status moving forward?
Well, look, Bobby, I think everybody could look at it and say that he's on the hot seat right now, right? Like, that's not any great revelation. You have to win this league and show that your team is improving, and the Giants don't seem to be improving right now. And we saw how angry and annoyed the team owner, John Mara, was when he left the stadium on Sunday after they lost the Jets. He wouldn't even look up at anybody, wouldn't talk to anybody. And when the owner's like that and the owner's fuming, you can only imagine what's going through his mind about his head coach. And so, again, it becomes something I'm sure that's on his mind, and I'm sure he's going to want to see how these games play out before he makes a decision. But, yeah, is that seat warm? Absolutely. Anytime you lose like that, anytime you lose the battle in New York, whatever that's worth these days, and then I think that the heat is going to be on you.
You got a leader for Coach of the Year?
Well, again, it changes every – I can give you a group of about seven or eight of them. And it'll be decided in the second half of the year, right? Kyle Shanahan, Sean Payton, Mike Zimmer, Matt LaFleur, Bill Belichick, John Gruden, John Harbaugh, I said him, maybe Mike Tomlin. Like, there's a group of seven, eight guys, right? And I can tell you that it doesn't really matter what we say today. It matters how the season will finish up. And we could have this conversation a month, and some of the names we're mentioning now will be off the list, and some of the names we're not mentioning will be on the list. And, again, it's just chatter at the midway point going into week 11. But we're going to week 11, right? 11 or 10? 11, wow.
Yeah.
Man, this is gaining some steam here.
Flying by, bud. We appreciate your insight. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk next Wednesday.